Good morning, students. Today we are going to see about Coulomb's law and Gauss law. Yes, what do you mean by electrostatics? It is a branch of physics that deals with electric charges at rest. Electrostatic phenomena arise from the forces that electric charges exert on each other. Such forces are described by Coulomb's law. It was first observed in 600 BC by Greek philosopher Thales of Miletus. If two bodies are charged with static electricity, they will either repulse or attract each other depending upon the nature of their charge. After many centuries, in 1785, Charles Augustine T. Coulomb gave a mathematical relation between two electrically charged bodies and derived an equation for repulsion or attraction force between them. This fundamental relation is popularly known as Coulomb's law. So, according to Coulomb's law, like charges repel each other and unlike charges attract each other. The force of attraction or repulsion between two electrically charged particles is directly proportional to the magnitude of their charges and inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them. Let us see the limitations of Coulomb's law. This Coulomb's law is valid if the point charges are at rest. It is difficult to apply the Coulomb's law when the charges are in arbitrary shape. Hence, we cannot determine the value of distance d between the charges when they are in arbitrary shape. So, let us come to the Gauss law. It is an alternative approach to Coulomb's law which provides a more useful and instructive method to calculate the electric field in situations having certain symmetries. Gauss law states that the net electric flux through any hypothetical closed surface is equal to 1 by epsilon naught times the net electric charge within that closed surface. Gauss law is a powerful equation that relates the amount of charge inside a closed surface to the amount of electric flux through the surface. It is about the density of electric flux passing through an imaginary surface near a charged particle. Then what do you mean by the term flux? Flux means number of lines crossing per unit area. Therefore, here electric flux means number of electric lines crossing per unit cross-sectional area. So, the surface under consideration may be a closed one enclosing a volume such as spherical surface. Gauss law is considered to be more fundamental than Coulomb's law for four reasons. The first one is Gauss law offers a much simpler way to calculate electric field in situations with a high degree of symmetry such as a spherical charge distribution. We can develop a system of equations for all electromagnetic phenomena that illustrate more clearly the relationship between electric and magnetic fields. Third one, Gauss law is valid in the case of rapidly moving charges, but Coulomb's law can be used only for charges that are at rest or moving very slowly. Finally, Coulomb's law can be derived from Gauss law. So, Gauss law is considered to be more fundamental than Coulomb's law. So, in the next class, we see the application of Gauss law. Thank you, students.